are our next two contestants, Joanna Rothside. You create food-centered tours?
Yes,
for you and your friends?
Yes.
You just make these up?
Yes.
Okay, so what's a food that you would go on a tour for?
So my friends and I have done two so far, one for tacos and one for potato pancakes, and they all take place in New York City, and we find restaurants that have good reviews about the certain food, and we make our way from top to bottom or side to side, all different boroughs, and we have a really good time.
How many places did you go on the potato pancake tour?
I think we went to 10,
or
8 to 10, I have to say, somewhere in there.
Yeah, around 8, I think just everything gets blurry. Yeah.
It was a lot. I couldn't eat fried food for a long time after that.
Right. Adam Schuler, you are a research manager at Nielsen, the media's rating company.
That's correct.
So what are the numbers on our show?
Terrific. That's why Adam gets the big bucks.
Adam, have you ever Googled yourself?
I have.
How'd it go?
Well, there's actually a football player at West Virginia that shares my name.
Yeah.
The same spelling, too, so he's hogging up all the results.
Do you ever pretend to be him?
That'd be a little bit difficult.
No, it isn't, Adam. You work at Nielsen. Joanna, have you ever tried to Google yourself?
Not recently, no. No, I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm fine.
You think you're fine. Interesting way to look at your own life. So this game is called Wiki Sneaks, because as you know, anyone with a computer can go in and edit almost any Wikipedia page that they want.
Yes, and in this game, we imagined what would happen if famous people wrote their own Wikipedia pages to make them sound maybe a little more flattering. So we'll read you a fake Wikipedia page, and you tell us who it's about. The winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show.
An awesome leader who rose to prominence during the French Revolution. He was actually 5'6", which is a perfectly normal height for a dude at that time. Thank you. Johanna.
Napoleon.
Napoleon. Yes, indeed, you are correct. And that is his actual height. And the same height as Elijah Wood. So just think, Napoleon could have been Frodo. And Elijah Wood could have been Napoleon, I guess.
Yeah, if a few things had been different.
Yeah,
who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah. This actor single-handedly revived the Indiana Jones franchise. He's also a groundbreaking performance artist who provocatively wore a paper bag on his head. James Franco is super jealous of him. Joanna.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that's right.
The former CEO of HP, which made better computers than Apple, she boldly ran for Senate and came in second place. Then she boldly ran for president and she finished in the top 20. Adam.
Carly Fiorina.
Yes, correct.
An amazing science fiction filmmaker. All of his movies are perfect masterpieces, especially the ones starring the beloved character Jar Jar Binks. Johanna.
George Lucas.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, George.
Everyone's in a forgiving phase right now.
Yeah, that's right.
An American modernist who painted lots of flowers. That's all they are. Just flowers. Please stop overanalyzing them. Johanna.
Monet.
I'm sorry, Monet is not correct. Can you steal, Adam? Famous flower painter that made them look indecent. Indecent flowers. Now, that was just everyone's interpretation.
George O'Keeffe.
That is correct.
An international recording artist who took the world by storm in 1999 with Mambo No. 5. Everyone remembers his name. You definitely didn't have to search Mambo No. 5 first to find this page. Adam.
Lou Bega.
Oh, yeah.
Adam, you got a little groovy there with your shoulders. Were you remembering the song?
Appropriately enough, yeah. Classic.
Yeah, the classic. Do you have his best of CD?
His only album?
only album. But there's more. There's more. There's Mambo's 1, 2, 3.
I didn't like those as much. 5? I feel like 5 was my favorite.
5 was your best? News anchor known for slow jamming the news and for his helicopter heroics during the Iraq War, which definitely totally happened. Joanna.
Brian Williams.
The beloved Brian Williams, yes. If he would have kept that humble brag only to Wikipedia, no one would have found out
That's right.
All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
It was a close game, but congratulations, Johanna. You're going on to the final round at the end of the show.